Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the City Council. Tonight, we've got a very special ceremony that we are, I think, for the first time going to perform. And it is the swearing-in of two of our newest firefighters. Firefighter paramedic Chris Kessler and firefighter paramedic Tom Barnes. Before we get to that point, I would like to bring two other of our members up. Here recently this year, they have reached milestones in their careers. And that would be, if you would, please come up, Lieutenant Mike Martin and Captain Brian Nyberg. Captain Brian Nyberg started with the department on June 12th, 1995. He is a captain of Crew 1 in charge of the training division. Lieutenant Mike Martin started with the department on March 20th, 1995. He is a lieutenant of Crew 1 and the officer in charge of our substation. Both of these gentlemen just achieved their 20-year service mark. So, in appreciation for that, we have two plaques, and they read, "In appreciation for 20 years of dedicated service to the Jacksonville Fire Department." Lieutenant?
Thank you, Chief.
Captain?
Thank you.
This evening, it is my distinct pleasure and my honor to witness and be by for the swearing-in of two of our newest members. For those of you that don't realize what it takes to get to this point, it's not an easy road. It's not a job where you just apply. You're interviewed and you're selected. The application process starts. With the application process, you have to meet our hiring requirements. You have to go through a physical agility testing, a written testing, and an oral interview to be just placed on an eligibility list. If you're lucky enough to get called back, if an opening does occur, you're called back for a second interview, the top three candidates. Of those top three candidates, they will select one. After he is selected for hire, he then comes to me and we set him up for a full day of psychological exams, another day of physical exams. Then he's offered a temporary position or a probationary position on the fire department. In that probationary period, he has to reach certain training goals. He has to become a certified firefighter by the state fire marshal, hazardous materials operations certified, vehicle machinery certified, tech rescue certified, and then he also has to adhere to the NIMS management that we have to adhere to, which is a nationwide process. Then, if he meets all those requirements after that year, then we offer him a full-time position with the department if he has met those standards that we have set down. So to get to this point, these two firefighters have dedicated and committed a great deal of their personal time, their family time. That being said, as I was trying to sit down and gather my thoughts for tonight's presentation, I was sitting there thinking how lucky we were as a department and fortunate we were to have these two new firefighters. For those of you that don't know, Chris was hired by the Peoria Fire Department and had just recently finished up his academy when we hired him. Mr. Barnes was a career firefighter with the Chatham Fire Department. That kind of changed the whole perspective on what I was going to talk about tonight, because we were fortunate in hiring them, but they had to choose us first, which puts everything in a whole different light. So when I was thinking about that, it's like, okay, I know that we require them to meet our mission, which I have no doubt that Chris and Tom will definitely uphold the mission of the fire department. What are we going to do as a department to support their mission? I mean, they're the ones that chose us. We're fortunate enough to have them. And I think that goes through as a department. We have to provide the proper training. We have to allow them to have the proper tools and equipment to do their job. But it also comes down to the company level. Or maybe it takes that officer that's willing to make those unpopular decisions, or maybe those hard decisions, that may not be the easiest route, but it's the route that benefits the whole and the personnel that they're in charge of. And whether that's taking an extra step in the training process or making sure we adhere to our standard operating procedures. But it also equates down to the other firefighters, where we mentor, we pass along knowledge, lessons learned through experience. So I best think we support the mission of our department by supporting the mission of our firefighters. And to Tom and Chris, as you continue your careers, I believe that both of you know that this is a tough profession and not everybody is made out for this profession. You will witness heartbreaks and tragedies, but always remember it's not about us. It never has been about us. We swore in to fix their problems. Stay enthusiastic about your chosen profession. Take time to enjoy the feeling of that good job. Nurture the brotherhood of this profession, because once you experience it, you'll find there's nothing else like it. It's forged in fire, reinforced with trust, and a type of trust that is not given but earned. It's earned on every response, whether you're on duty, whether you're off duty, inside the firehouse or outside the firehouse. Because sweat equity is a currency of this profession. Who you are and what you are worth is largely determined on how hard you work and your commitment to the job. Be better. When you think you're good, be better. Make yourself better. You can never learn enough. Knowledge is power when it is shared freely. When it is lorded and hoarded, it is decisive and destructive. As fire chief, I have every confidence that firefighter paramedic Christopher Kessler and firefighter paramedic Thomas Varnes will uphold the mission of the Jacksonville Fire Department and its proud history reaching back 175 years. It is an honor to add their names to the list of past and current firefighters that have served the city of Jacksonville, its citizens, and this department. At this time, I'd like to call forth Captain Mike Griffiths, Captain Beth Kershaw, Captain Brian Nyberg. Also at this time, I'd like to call forward firefighter paramedic Christopher Kessler, firefighter paramedic Thomas Varnes, and their designees. At this time, I would ask that the city clerk Skip Bradshaw please administer the oath of office to these two firefighters.
Gentlemen, if you would raise your right hands, please, and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Thomas Varnes.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that as a member of the Jacksonville Fire Department.
And as a member of the Jacksonville Fire Department.
My fundamental duty. Is to serve the people I swear to protect. To safeguard and preserve life. Health and property.
Against fire and other perils.
I will never allow my personal feelings. Nor danger to self. Deter me from responsibilities as a firefighter. I recognize the badge of my office. As a symbol of public faith and trust. And I accept so long as I am true. To the ethics of the fire service. Congratulations. Thanks.